Hey friends, my name is Rebecca and welcome to Studio Classroom. This is definitely the place to come if you want to improve your English. Okay, imagine watching a performance where the performers are wearing huge colorful costumes. But wait, it gets even better. In addition, the performers are either wearing colorful masks or they've had their faces painted with thick makeup. Some of the ladies are wearing heavy hats with feathers pointing to the sky, while many of the gentlemen are carrying a spear of some sort in their hands. Can you guess what type of performance this might be? Yes, you got it! It's Chinese opera. Today, in our lesson titled, Who's Behind the Mask?, we'll be exploring the art of Chinese opera. Today, we'll get an introduction to Chinese opera, discuss the most popular opera, and explore different costumes in Chinese opera. Well, let's get started with our first reading.
Who's Behind the Mask? A Taste of Chinese Opera. Lively music, singing, and the sound of beating drums fill the room. As an orchestra plays, performers dressed in colorful costumes move across the stage. Welcome to Chinese opera. Chinese opera is an important element of Chinese culture. Most operas are based on stories from long ago. The amazing stage performances are often set against grand backgrounds. Beautiful paintings, hand movements, and martial arts help tell these famous stories.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看的是 lively 这个形容词。Lively 是指活泼的或者是充满生气的。例如 ,Patricia's lively personality made her quite popular among her peers. Patricia 活泼的性格让她在同侪之间很受欢迎。她的相似的另外一个形容词是 alive, A-L-I-V-E。Alive 是指活着的或者是有生气的，常常用来形容有生命的东西。例如 I feel so alive after taking a vacation. 度个假之后我觉得好有活力。接着我们看的是 background 这个名词。Background 在这里是指背景。例如 The background of the play was a Victorian style living room. 这出戏的背景是一个维多利亚式的客厅。或者是 The background of the painting is a green pasture. 这幅画的背景是一个绿色的草坪。Background 也可以指人的背景或环境。例如 The political background of Naomi's family helped her a lot during the elections. Naomi 的政治世家的背景对她的选举助益不少。
Hey everybody, my name is Gabe. Who's behind the mask? I love learning about Chinese opera because I love seeing Chinese opera shows. Rebecca, have you ever been to a Chinese opera?
I have not yet been to a Chinese opera. However, I have been to a Chinese opera school, so I got to meet a bunch of students who were training to be in a Chinese opera.
Oh man, I would have loved to go with you. Well, friends, we're learning about Who's Behind the Mask? A Taste of Chinese Opera. And right there in that first part of our lesson, we see that phrase, a taste of something. What does this mean? That means an experience of something. Mm-hmm. So for example, how could you use this phrase?
Well, since I live here in Taiwan, sometimes when I go to the restaurant Chili's, that actually gives me a taste of home, since Chili's is very popular back in America.
Okay, so it makes you remember home. It's kind of like an experience you might have at home.
Right.
Well, I only got a chance to see Rome for one day, but it gave me a taste of Italy. Or maybe you went to a concert and you got to have a taste of the singer's skills at the concert. So there are different ways to use that phrase.
So you should take some time and try to form your own sentences using this phrase, a taste of, because there are many different ways that you can use it.
All right. Well, speaking of Chinese, do you know what a romanization system is? The guys in the info cloud have something to share about this.
If a Westerner who doesn't know Chinese wants to write a Chinese word, how does he do it?
This same question was asked 400 years ago when the Italian scholar Matteo Ricci first used Roman letters to spell Chinese words.
Since then, many different romanization systems have been created to bridge the communication gap between China and the Western world.
Meaning it's not uncommon for Chinese names to have two or three different spellings. Take China's capital, Beijing, for example. Today, most of the world knows it in its pinyin form, B-E-I-J-I-N-G. However, for many years, it was known to the outside world as Peking, P-E-K-I-N-G.
Actually, this name is still very much alive today. Who's never heard of Peking University, Peking Opera, the Pekingese dog breed, or Peking duck?
The word Peking existed even before the popular Wei Jiles romanization system was developed. Peking came into being as a post office spelling. It was a place name created by the Chinese postal system to facilitate mail delivery.
Well, whether it's post office spellings, Wei Jiles, or pinyin, this foreigner is really thankful that romanization systems exist. They make learning Chinese a whole lot easier.
我们学英文是从 ABC 开始，那外国人是怎么学中文的呢？其实也是看 ABC。西方人学中文多半都是依赖罗马拼音。最早的罗马拼音是400年前一位住在北京的基督教传教士 Matteo Ricci 所发明的。之后呢，出现了许多不同的罗马拼音系统，就产生了一个现象，一个名字也许会有好几种拼法。像北京，如果依照现在主流的汉语拼音，应该是拼 B-E-I-J-I-N-G。但为何北京大学、北京烤鸭、北京狗，京剧里头的北京都是拼 P-E-K-I-N-G， 很多人以为那是传统的 Wei Jiles 威妥玛拼音法残留下来的拼法，其实 Peking 源自 Post Office Spelling 邮政式拼法，这是过去用来拼写中国人民地名的一种标准的拼音法。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. So make sure you listen for different romanization styles throughout our lesson. Well, let's get started with our very first paragraph. We read, lively music, singing, and the sound of beating drums fill the room. That sounds like a very exciting opening, but we want to talk about this word, to fill. Typically, when I see this word, I think of filling up a glass of water, or maybe even a bowl.But that's not what it means in our lesson.
No, it's not. Yeah, you're right. Usually we think of filling up something physical, okay? But here we see that maybe sound can fill a room. Maybe light can fill a room as well. Maybe the smell of her perfume filled the room.
Now, I was thinking that the smell of that candle, oh, it smelled so good, and it filled the room. Or...What about the light of the candle?
Mm-hmm.
That also could fill a room.
Or if you're going to a concert or you're seeing a show, then the music can fill the air. Or maybe there's a concert outside. The music fills the air. You can hear the music everywhere.
Exactly. Well, let's see how our lesson continues. We read, as an orchestra plays, performers dressed in colorful costumes move across the stage. What do you think I'm talking about?
Well...Chinese opera, of course. Welcome to Chinese opera. And yes, these talented performers move across the stage in a very interesting way. And we continue, Chinese opera is an important element of Chinese culture. I think that's true.
It's very true. Now, we want to talk about this word element. This just means that it's a part of something. And like many English words, there are many different ways that you could use the word element. For example, you could ask the question, what are all the elements that make for a good dinner party?
Oh, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you might need some games. You would need some good food. Those are some elements important for a good dinner party. I know a lot of people don't like tests, but tests are an important element for education. If you want to improve, you got to see how good you are. You need to have tests. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Chinese culture,
yes.
You know, art and history are also important elements of Chinese culture.
That is a great example, Gabe, but I still have one more example I want to give.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the movie Elf?
Yeah. It's Will Ferrell.
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie, and I know that this is May, but Elf is still one of my favorite movies, and it has all the elements of a good comedy. It will make you laugh.
I agree with you there, Rebecca. Yes, it is a great comedy. Well, friends, let's continue learning here. Most operas are based on stories from long ago. Now, the amazing stage performances are often set against grand backgrounds. This is very true. That's why the stage always looks so amazing.
Exactly. And we also read beautiful paintings, hand movements, and martial arts help tell these famous stories. Now, here we have a picture. This isn't exactly martial arts, but these are some students. And you know what they're doing? They're getting ready for Chinese opera.
Oh, these students are getting ready for the Chinese opera. Well, this is great. I'm getting ready to learn more. Let's do that later.
This is kind of nice. Oh, hey, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are in the middle of talking about Chinese opera. Talking about Chinese opera, look, I have a mask. Does it look like I'm ready to perform in a Chinese opera? Okay, well, maybe not yet. Maybe later. Well, we have already learned that these amazing stage performances are often set against grand backgrounds. Of course, beautiful paintings, hand movements, martial arts help tell the incredible stories from long ago. Well, let's find out what the most popular Chinese opera is in our next reading.
Who's Behind the Mask? Most popular opera. Of the more than 300 forms of Chinese opera, Beijing or Peking opera is the most famous. Beijing opera combines singing, dancing, and acrobatics. Instruments such as drums, bells, and cymbals accompany the performances. Costumes. Costumes give clues to the performers' characters and roles. Audiences that are familiar with opera will recognize the story by the masks and costumes. Costumes usually have many designs and colors. The same costume can be used in different shows. However, it will represent a different character.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 acrobatics 这个复数型的名词。 Acrobatics 是指杂役或者是特技。 例如 the circus acrobatics amazed the entire audience. 马戏团的特技表演让全场的观众都感到惊叹。 如果去掉字尾的 s, acrobatics 是形容词，意思是指特技的。 例如 the thrilling acrobatic performance took years to perfect. 这个非常惊人的特技表演是经年累月训练出来才能够如此完美。 如果去掉字尾的 ics, acrobat 是名词，意思是特技演员。例如 ，these acrobats are so flexible and agile. 这些特技演员既有弹性又非常敏捷。最后我们看的是 audience 这个集合名词。audience 是指整群的观众。例如 ，the entire audience broke into loud applause when the band finished playing. 当乐团结束演奏时，所有的观众都爆出了如雷的掌声，或者是 The speaker's audience for this particular lecture was mostly female. 这个讲员的这场演讲的观众大多是女性。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, of course, the most popular opera is Beijing Opera. And we read here in the second sentence of this section, Beijing Opera combines singing, dancing, and acrobatics. Let's take a look at that phrase. When you combine something with something else,You're mixing it together.
Exactly. So you could say musical theater combines singing and dancing.
I like that. Okay, and of course we see here that Chinese opera combines many different elements. Mm-hmm. And we read on instruments such as drums and cymbals accompany the performances, such as. So it's giving examples of these instruments.
Right. So you could say in the barn, you might see rodents such as mice and rats.
Or there were lots of snacks at the party, such as brownies, cakes, and cookies. Well, right now it's time for the SC Challenge again. Now, what story would you like to see performed in the style of Chinese opera? Let's see what we have here today.
Hey, everyone. Look, it's Jack from Jack's File. So, Jack, is there any famous story that you would like to see done in Chinese opera style?
Yes, that would be Bruce Wayne's story.
Bruce Wayne's story? Who's that?
The Batman.
I wonder what that would look like.
I'm Batman!
One story I'd like to see acted out in Chinese opera is the story of E.T.The famous story of an alien that comes to Earth and makes a friend. I think that would be fun to see that acted in a Chinese opera style.
E.T. Phone home! E.T. Phone home!
And here again with Sir Simon Sops. Mr. Sops, is there a famous character or story that you would like to see performed?Chinese opera style.
I think I would like to see Les Miserables performed in Chinese opera style. It was a very popular musical this last year.
I wonder what that would look like in Chinese opera style.
There is a castle on a cloud.
Is there a famous character that you would like to see in Chinese opera style?
Well, I really like Iron Man, so I think it would be cool to see Iron Man.
Iron Man. Hey, Anna.
Hey, Rebecca.
Is there any famous story that you would like to see in Chinese opera style?
In Chinese opera? I would have to say the Jesus story, because there's a lot of good stories about Jesus.
Now, I wonder what that would look like.
I can't walk!
Yes, you can walk!
Thank you, Jesus!
It's good to have fun. Let's continue by learning about costumes. Costumes give clues to the performer's characters and roles. And what do we read on here?
Well, our lesson reads, audiences that are familiar with opera will recognize a story by the masks and costumes. And we want to talk about this phrase, familiar with. This just means that you know something about something. For example, you could say, since Joey was very familiar with the Los Angeles area,He didn't get lost very often.
Or, I'm not really familiar with that song. Can you sing it again or can you play it for me again? What are some things that you are familiar with or maybe some things that you're not so familiar with?
Well, in this sentence, we saw the phrase, will recognize by. Right now, it's time for us to take a closer look at this phrase with Liz. How are you doing today, friends?
My name is Liz, and let's take a closer look at this sentence. Audiences that are familiar with opera will recognize a story by the masks and costumes. What we have here is, there are some audiences that are familiar with opera. And these people will be able to recognize a story. How? Just by looking at the masks and costumes worn by the people on stage. Notice the sentence pattern. Subject that is or are familiar with A will recognize B by C. This is a good pattern to use to talk about how C can help the subject identify B if they are used to A already. For example, students that are familiar with Spanish will recognize some of the Italian words by the common Latin root words. In other words, if the students know Spanish, then they can recognize Italian words because Spanish and Italian have common Latin root words. Here's another example. Visitors that are familiar with the famous artist will recognize his paintings by his unique brushstrokes. In other words, visitors can identify a certain famous artist's paintings because they know about him and his unique brushstrokes. And that's it for now. See you later.
Thank you, Liz. Well, here in our lesson, we read, costumes usually have many designs and colors. Talking about costumes, we have a great picture over here, and as you can see, they are very colorful.
That's one of the reasons I like seeing Chinese operas. Well, friends, we've learned a lot today. Let's review with Linda now.
Filling the room is lively music, drum music, singing, and orchestra music. Performers in colorful costumes appear, and they move across the stage. You are watching Chinese opera, an important element of Chinese culture. The stories you are watching are from long ago, and the performances on the stage have grand backgrounds. Also included are beautiful paintings, hand movements, and martial arts. Beijing or Peking opera is the most famous of the more than 300 forms of opera that exist. In Beijing opera, singing, dancing, acrobatics, drums, bells, and cymbals are all used together to tell a story. The costumes help tell who the characters are. And if an audience is familiar with the story, the people will recognize it by the masks and costumes, which have many designs and colors.
How does it look, Eve?
It looks very nice, Rebecca. Thank you so much, Linda. And friends, yes?
I thought it looked good.
It does look great. Do practice what you've learned today. We'll see you next time for more about Chinese opera and who's behind the mask. Who's behind this mask?